ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, entitled The Structure of the Universe, verse number 45 and 46. Suryana hi vibhajyante, Vishakham dyarmahi vidha. Sargavargo naraka,
Sargavargo naraka,
Ravsokam sicha sarvasaha,
Ravsokam sicha sarvasaha,
Suryena hi vibhajyante,
Suryena hi vibhajyante,
Vishakham dyurmahi vidha,
Vishakham dyurmahi vidha,
Sargavargo naraka,
Sargavargo naraka,
Ravsokam सर्वशः सूर्येण हि विभज्यन्ते दिशखं द्युर्महीभिदा सर्गावर्गो नरका रसोकांसि च सर्वशः Suryana,
by
the sun god within the sun planet.
He indeed.
Vibhajyante are divided.
Vishaha,
the direction. Gham, the sky. Dayahu,
the heavenly
planets. Mahi,
the earthly planet.
Veda,
other
divisions. Sarga, the heavenly planet. Abhavargo,
and
the places for liberation.
Narakaha,
the hellish planet.
Rasogamsi,
such as Atala.
Cha,
also.
Sarvashaha,
all. Translation. O King, the sun god and the sun planet divide all the directions of the universe. It is only because of the presence of the sun that we can understand what the sky, the higher planets, this world and the lower planets are. It is also only because of the sun that we can understand which places are for material enjoyment, which are for liberation, which are hellish and subterranean. Verse 46. Devatiryan manishyana sharir sarpa savirudham sarvajiva nikayanam surya atma drishvaraha. All living entities, including demigods, human beings, animals, birds, insects, reptiles, creepers and trees, depend upon the heat and light given by the sun god from the sun planet. Furthermore, it is because of the sun's presence that all living entities can see, and therefore he is called Drigishvara, the personality of Godhead presiding over Sat. Purport by His Seven Grace Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In this regard, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Surya Atma, Atma Teno Apashya. The actual life and soul of all living entities within this universe is the sun. He is therefore Upasya, worshipable. He worships the sun god, we worship the sun god by chanting the Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuva Swa Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimani. Surya is the life and soul of the universe, and there are innumerable universes for which a sun god is in the life and sun god, for which a sun god is the life and soul, just as Supreme Personality of Godhead is the life and soul of the entire creation. We have information that Viraja Hiranyagarbha entered the great dull material globe called sun. This indicates that the theory held by so-called scientists that no one lives there is wrong. Bhagavad Gita also says that Krishna first instructed Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. Imam vivashyate yogam proktavan aham avim. Therefore, the sun is not vacant. It is inhabited by living entities. And the predominating deity is Viraja or Vivashwan. The difference between the sun and the earth is that the sun is a fiery planet, but everyone there has a suitable body and can live there without difficulty. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 5th canto, 20th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Structure, Studying the Structure of the Universe.
ஓவஞ்ஞானமிராந்தஸ்ய ஜ்ஞானாஞ்சனசலாகயா சக்ஷுரு மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஃ ஸ்ரீ சைதன்யமனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதாமஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம் வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரோ ஸ்ரீயுதா பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீ குரூன் வைஷ்ணவாஸ்ய ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சஹகணாரவிநாதாநிதம் சஜீவம் சத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனசஹிதம் கிருஷ்ணச்சைதன்யதேவம் ஸ்ரீராதாகிருஷ்ணபாதாம் சஹகணலலிதா ஸ்ரீவிசாகாநிதாம்ச ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே தப்த காஞ்சன கோராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி விருஷபானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரியே வாஞ்சகல்பதரூபேஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துபேவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நமோ நம நமோ விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ணபிரேஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமிநிதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதே தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷாத்ய தேச தாரிணே ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணா சைதன்யா பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதா ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே பூதைர்மாத்வே யமா புரோ விபூ நிர்மாயசே தேதமூஷ புருஷ புங்க்தே குணான் ஷோடச ஷோடசாத்மக சோரம் கிருஷீஷ்ட பகவான் வசாம்சி மே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. வி ஆர் அட் த எண்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் சாப்டர் அண்ட் என்டரிங் இன் டு த நெக்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர். ஸோ திஸ் வெர்சஸ் ஆர் ஆக்சுவலி வெரி மச் கனெக்டிங் டு த நெக்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர். In this verses from 43 to 46, there is a very wonderful explanation about the sun, and there are different terms which are used to explain sun and sun god's characteristics. The first term used is Viraja, because sun is considered the totality of jivas with the subtle coverings. So sun is called Viraja. He has a certain energy that covers the entire universe, including all the jivas. Everyone is covered by the energy of the sun that is practically visible to us. So that is one terminology that is being used about the sun god, that is Viraja. Second, he is called Martanda. So which is explained in this purport as well. He is Martanda because the sun god enters the sun planet when there is no life there, even there is no life in the entire universe. That time the sun god, he enters this empty sun planet, so he's called, or in other words, he enters the entire universe, so he's called Martanda. So that is another term that is used to describe sun. And third term that is used here also, we can see that is Hiranyagarbha. He who received a material body from Hiranyagarbha Brahma. So in that way, even sun is also known as Hiranyagarbha. So we can see the three terminologies: Viraja, Martanda and Hiranyagarbha. And apart from that, now there is another term that is being used to describe sun, which is very important because Drig Ishwaraha. One who is the Lord or the personality of Godhead presiding over sight. So, from these terminologies, we can understand the importance of Sun God. So, Brahma Samhita, it is mentioned, Yachakshuresha Savita Sagara Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti Ashesha Tejaha Yasya Ya Brahmadi Sampada Kala Chakra Govinda Madhi Purisham Tamaham Bhajami. So here, Yachakshureva. So sun and moon are actually considered the eyes of the universal form. And the whole creation is existing. The root cause in one sense is the sun. Otherwise this creation cannot exist without the sun. So we can understand the significance of the sun. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj writes his purport to this. Chakshudeva Savita Sagala Grahana. Here he writes, certain professors of the Vedic religion worship the sun as Brahman. The sun is one of the hierarchy of the five gods. Some people target in heat the source of this world and therefore designate the sun the only location of heat. See, the only location of heat is sun. All other heat is originating from the sun. All other lights are originating from sun. This is a very interesting point. If you really think about it, can we get any heat if we separate ourselves from the sun? Can we get any light without the sun? So one may say, okay, we have the possibility of, you know, hydroelectric reactors or thermal or this or that, but we see that without sun's energy, none of these elements will be existing as it is. So ultimately, the heat and light are coming from the sun. And can we imagine how much heat and light sun is producing? And how insignificant quantity of heat and light we are consuming, even if we consider from the beginning of creation, as the planet Earth, how much heat and light is consumed, very insignificant compared to the production. So much of production, our demand for at least for this Earth, it is very tiny. It's not much. So that much heat and light is being produced by the sun, and we also know that we are placed in an orbit, or sun is placed in an orbit. In either way, the distance is fixed, and it is encircling in a certain way so that we get the right proportion of heat and light. If we are close a few meters toward the sun, we will be burned. Life cannot exist. And if we are a few meters away from the sun, then we will die because of cold. So we are perfectly situated so that we have life on this planet. So this is the significance of Earth. And as it is mentioned, Viraja, by his subtle energy, totality of Jiva with their subtle coverings, everything is covered by the sun. So this is the significance of the sun. And of course, Brahma Samhita is trying to say that, look, all this energy is coming, or the sun is rotating in its orbit. It's moving only because of the order of Krishna. So here, this verse is actually glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, we can understand the significance of the sun god. And I will not speak much about sun because the next chapter is very significant. It is talking about the movements of the sun. And this chapter is very important because Srila Prabhupada wanted the devotees to explain to the whole world, according to Vedic cosmology, how seasons change and how day and night happens based on Vedic cosmology. Because general description of Vedic cosmology, we are presenting a geocentric model, not a heliocentric model. We are presenting a geocentric model. And given it's a geocentric model, we can see that the sun is rotating around the earth. So based on that, how can we explain day and night? And how can we explain seasons?
So it has its own challenges, but it can be very well explained. So that will come in the next chapter. So the next chapter, the movements of the sun is very important for us to understand. Even though the description and explanation can be a bit technical, but still it is important. So I will not get into it. Now we will move on to the next topic for today. Today is Vishwarupa Mahotsava. Vishwarupa Mahotsava means the day on which who accepted sannyas? Vishwarupa. Who is Vishwarupa? Brother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an older brother and he left home in his early age. Even Mahaprabhu grew up before that, Vishwarupa had already left home. And no one knew the whereabouts of Vishwarupa. So Mother Sachi was very much in pain thinking about her son. That time the social setting of sannyas was such that if someone accepts sannyas, they will never be seen again practically. They will just leave home and that's about it. They will not come back. That's the end of it. So the social circle and social life is finished. So they are dead in one sense. So that is the meaning of sannyas. And that time there is no Facebook updates, there are no emails, no phone calls, no text messages, no WhatsApp, nothing. So one takes sannyas and goes with his left home. That's it. That's why Mother Sachi was so much in pain when Vishwarupa left home. And later came to that he accepted sannyas. And Mahaprabhu said, I want to travel throughout South India and other places because I want to find out where my brother is. Mahaprabhu knew everything, but he knew what happened to him. His sannyas name was Shankaranya. So he knew that he had already left the world. He had already attained samadhi, went back home, back to Godhead. So Mahaprabhu already knew, but the pretext that he wanted to know more about his brother, he left. He went on a tour. So here, that's the reason Mother Sachi was very much aggrieved thinking about Mahaprabhu's devotional excesses and his desire to accept sannyas. So, because she thought, how will I be able to see my son again? And that's the reason there was a compromise was made when Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas that he is not going to go to anywhere else but stay in Jagannath Puri. Because they concluded that Jagannath Puri and Bengal are like two rooms of the same house. So it's not too much of a distance. The devotees could yearly travel to Jagannath Puri to partake in Rath Yatra and associate with Lord Chaitanya. So in that way, Mother Sachi could hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, her beloved son. But this was the arrangement that was made. And on this auspicious day, our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, accepted sannyas. So that is another significance of this day. Very important day if you think about it. Srila Prabhupada accepted sannyas on this day. And we might have heard his pastime of accepting sannyas. This conversation is very interesting to Harishwari Prabhu in Honolulu. So Srila Prabhupada was asked this question, you know. Oh, Srila Prabhupada told Harishwari Prabhu, do you know my story? Prabhupada is asking, T or me? So Prabhupada himself is narrating what happened in his life, in his family life. So he said, no, Srila Prabhupada. So he was very intrigued and asked, you know, Prabhupada, please tell what really happened. So Prabhupada started laughing. He was chuckling and he started saying, look, my wife, she was fond of drinking tea. So one day I told her, either you give up your tea drinking or you give up your husband. Okay, so we know there is another thing happened that Prabhupada's wife in previous ashram traded his copy of Srimad Bhagavatam to buy tea biscuits.
That was too much for Srila Prabhupada. So that's where this coming. Now you choose either tea or me. You know, Srila Prabhupada's questions, Srila Prabhupada's answers are very succinct and to the point. And it is to the heart. Here also we can see such kind of eloquence in Srila Prabhupada. Tea or me. With simple statement, it has depths of meaning. That is, you choose what you want. Materialism or spiritual quest. So in that way, Srila Prabhupada was disgusted. And he said, he thought, I am going to leave. She told that, okay, then I will give up my husband. Prabhupada took it seriously. Even though she was speaking jokingly, Prabhupada took it as an indication, this is the time to leave the grihastha ashram. So then he said, after that I never returned home. So this is Srila Prabhupada. This is Srila Prabhupada's renunciation. Of course, there is an entire pastime behind that. We'll look into that briefly. This is one night. There was a dream for Srila Prabhupada in which Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur appeared and he was beckoning Srila Prabhupada to leave home and accept sannyas. So this is Srila Prabhupada's dream. So dreams of spiritual master or spiritual things are not ordinary if they are very vivid and clear. And if they are instructional, then there is meaning to it. It's not just like just a passing by dream, but rather if it is very vivid and clear and the instruction that's very significant. But Srila Prabhupada was thinking, how horrible it is. Think Srila Prabhupada was thinking, how horrible it is to accept sannyas. How can I leave my family and how can I not take care of my business? So this is how Prabhupada was thinking. And Prabhupada thought it is difficult and unlikely to accept sannyas. And that is the time he established a big factory in Lucknow. And in Allahabad, there was a big factory and it was the golden days, he was thinking. Business flourished in the Lucknow and then what happened? Everything collapsed, everything dwindled. And then again, Srila Prabhupada, with the help of some friends, he started another factory in Allahabad, Prayag, you know, Prayag Pharmacy. You know, he started his factory. And then he was in Allahabad. There he was again trying to build his business. However, it wasn't exactly like before. This time he would leave the family, he would only come once in a while. For months he would be away from the family. So he was going in that way. But again, for the second time, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared before him in the dream and again told him, you accept sannyas. So then he was thinking, why is my Guru Maharaj asking me to take sannyas? He was still thinking, it may not be possible now. He was thinking, why my Guru Maharaj is asking me to take sannyas? Because now I am again setting up a business and trying to support my family and I want to do other things. But we know after some time, everything was taken away from Srila Prabhupada. Right? Everything was taken away from Srila Prabhupada. So, you know, the factory was burned and he was left with nothing. And then he decided, there is no point. This is the right indication for to accept sannyas. And Srila Prabhupada himself says, all this time, this is the verse that was coming to his mind. Yasyaha anugrihnami harishyeta dhanam shanehi tado dhanam tajantyasya swajana dukha dukhita. When I feel especially merciful towards someone, okay, please hear carefully. When I especially feel merciful towards someone, I gradually take away all his material possessions. His friends and relatives then reject this poverty-stricken and most wretched fellow. Okay, so this is the mercy. But don't worry, devotees, this is the special mercy of Krishna. One has to be specially fortunate for this to happen, not for everyone, don't worry. The one devotee asked this question, I still remember, that how do we know if Krishna takes away everything, is it a special mercy or not upon a devotee? How can we know? So the answer is, if a devotee is feeling blissful when everything goes away from one's life, then understand this is the mercy of Krishna. Otherwise, if one is still attached, that is not the mercy of Krishna, but that is pretty much the acts of karma. Right? Someone has to be clear what's happening. Karma, or it can be ordained by Krishna, but it's not the real special mercy of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, yes, he accepted sannyas and he decided that there is no point. So he, 1959, September 17, on this very day, Vishwarup Mahotsav day, Srila Prabhupada accepted sannyas in Keshavji Mutt. So it's a nice description. And you know, the sannyas was given by Vishwapada Bhakti Prajnana Keshav Maharaj. Bhakti Prajnana Keshav Maharaj gave him sannyas. And along with that, two others also accept sannyas. Muni Maharaj. One more person accepted sannyas. We can see that photos. And that time, Muni Maharaj was over 90. Yeah, something like that. Over 90. And he accepted sannyas just to perfect his life. As the last stage of life, he accepted sannyas. But Srila Prabhupada had his mission in front of him. As you know, when the sannyas ceremony was going on, when the fire yagya was going on, when the priest was chanting these mantras, we know that back in the corner, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was chanting, and we know this past time. And others were telling, you know, just quieten, because now the Vedic mantras are chanting, so chanting has to stop. So he kept chanting, and Srila Prabhupada looked at Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj and told him, like, continue from his continue chanting. From that point, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj tells that he understood this is the person who is going to go to West and going to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, because he had such a faith in the holy name. So this movement can only be spread if one has faith, complete faith in the holy name. That is the essence. And Srila Prabhupada had that. And Srila Prabhupada took this as an opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Here, we have to understand another significant point. So Prabhupada's acceptance of sannyas was to accept the whole world as his family. Vasudeva Kudumbakam. Vasudha means the earth. Eva, certainly, Kudumbakam, one's Kudumbakam, one's family. So one has to accept Vasudha as one's own family, the earth as one's own family. And that is the mood in which Srila Prabhupada accepted sannyas. So he didn't want to restrict himself to Vrindavan or India. Of course, we know how he stayed in Radha Damodar Mandir, translating books and writing Bhaktivedanta purports. And here is this interesting pastime where Srila Prabhupada wanted permission and blessings from Brajavasis to go to the West. At the same time, by default, they will not encourage or give permission or blessings for anyone to go to the West. So what did Prabhupada do? Because all these Brajavasis, they come to, if they are not Brajavasis, if they are coming from outside and living in Vrindavan, they take the vow that they will never leave Vrindavan till they die. Because taking birth in Vrindavan is good. Okay, taking birth in Vrindavan is good. Living in Vrindavan is even better. But leaving Vrindavan, or leaving this world from Vrindavan, that is considered the best. This is a statement of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so taking birth in Vrindavan is first level. Living in Vrindavan is next level, but leaving from Vrindavan to the spiritual world. So, leaving the body from Vrindavan, that is considered the best. So, devotees knew that, so they never wanted to leave Vrindavan, and they can never give blessings to anyone to leave Vrindavan. But that was not the intention of Srila Prabhupada. And to leave this world from Vrindavan is not ordinary.
I heard the story of one lady. She was kind of devotional, but not like it. It's not devotee, devotional lady. She wanted to live in Vrindavan and wanted to leave the body in Vrindavan, pretty much. But it happened that she left Vrindavan for some reason, and that is when she left the body. So this is Krishna's mercy has to be there, otherwise one cannot leave the body from Vrindavan. I remember this pastime of Krishnadas Maharaj. Krishnadas Maharaj, he met Srila Prabhupada in UK and later and took initiation, not really initiation, because he was already initiated in the Madhva line. So Prabhupada said, let's work together. So he accepted like a brahmachari, you know, vanaprastha life in his own. And later, and Prabhupada said, I will give you sannyas, but Prabhupada couldn't give sannyas. Later, Sivaram Maharaj gave him sannyas. So he was preaching in Africa, UK, and he was instrumental in establishing Sitaram Lakshman deities in Bhaktivedanta manner. So Maharaj, his final desire was to leave this world from Vrindavan. And at the same time, he was very, very sick. He was in Europe and he was very, very sick. And somehow or other, they managed to fly him over to Delhi and then from Delhi, transport him to Vrindavan. And what happened? His health was so deteriorated that he could leave this world at any point in time. So, if you consider, normally, no one would dare to travel all the way from Europe to India at this point in time, in long flight. But indeed, he did that. And as he was entering the Madhura Mandal, as he entered the Madhura Mandal and he actually reached Vrindavan, that point he left the world while he was traveling. So this is the strong desire of a devotee. And if one is qualified, it is possible. So I am trying to make the importance of Vrindavan in leaving this world. It is not ordinary. So it is a great boon to leave this world from Vrindavan. So now, I remember our Sevak Bhagavan Prabhu, his mother was very sick and it was last stage of her life, and Prabhu took all the initiative to go all the way, take his mother from Andhra to all the way to Vrindavan in train, like a normal train, in the special carriage in which it's like an ambulance with the doctor assistant, all the way to Vrindavan. And she was not actually a devotee at that point in time. All the way to Vrindavan, and then she left the world in Vrindavan. So this is actually perfecting the duty of a son as well. And mother also perfecting her life. So this is not ordinary. Leaving this world from Vrindavan is not ordinary. And that's why devotees gave such a importance not to leave from Vrindavan. Not to leave anywhere else from Vrindavan. But died in Vrindavan. So Prabhupada, what he did, he requested all the devotees in Vrindavan because he wanted permission and blessings, because that is the etiquette. So this is this point we had to understand. Even Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to travel through South India, and even before, later, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was awaiting the blessings and permission of devotees. So for us, if we are embarking on any mission, we have to request the blessings of the devotees. We have to ask for the permission of the devotees. It is so significant. Especially if you are doing an important project, if you are, something is going to happen, if you are going to India, if you are doing anything, we have to get the permission and blessing from the devotees. It is very important. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is doing that. If you are going to Holy Dham, we need to get the permission from our spiritual master. That is the proper etiquette. So, bhakti is about guidance. Bhakti is not about acting independently. It is very difficult to understand. Bhakti is a process in which we need guidance all the time. So Lord Chaitanya himself did that. Now see Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada wanted to get permission from the devotees. So what did he say? He presented in a very humble and in the most amazing way. He told, it's not that I want to go to the West, but the Srimad Bhagavatam has to go to the West, to America. And who can carry Srimad Bhagavatam? Only a devotee can carry Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhu said, I want to carry Srimad Bhagavatam to the Western world, to America at this point. So this is how Srila Prabhupada got permission from the devotees. So if you see the essence of our movement, and essence of Srila Prabhupada's mission, we can see is distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam. Which book Prabhupada had to go to the West? We discussed about how Srila Prabhupada left India. The day Srila Prabhupada left India, we had a talk here. I gave a talk. And we see how Prabhupada started from Calcutta, went all the way to Sri Lanka, and then to Cochin. And in Cochin, all the sects of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto of three volumes were loaded, which came all the way from Mumbai. And then the actual journey started to the West. So that's the day we celebrate as Srila Prabhupada's leaving India to the West. So that's the actual departure of Srila Prabhupada from India to the West, because he had the message of Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that takes to the next most significant point, because today is Bhadra Purnima. Can you see how everything is connected? So Prabhupada's purpose is to carry Srimad Bhagavatam to the West, and today is Bhadra Purnima. And what's the significance of Bhadra Purnima? Bhadra Purnima is the day on which Shukadev Goswami completed his recital of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the day he completed. And so he gave this blessings. He gave this blessings. And so that's the reason it's mentioned. So the verse I can read. Praushtapadyam Paurnamasyam Hema Simha Samanyutam Datatiyo Bhagavatam Sayadi Paramam Gatim. Please see the words which are being used. I will read this month. If on the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, that is today is Purnima. You can check the calendar. Today is Purnima, full moon. Today is Purnima. Today is Bhadra month. One places Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne and give it as a gift, he will attain the supreme transcendental destination. So it is explained that one should place Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne because it is the king of all literature. Now here, the point is, if we cannot put it on golden throne because it's not affordable, even the original deity worship standard is also golden throne. So it's not affordable. So we don't need golden throne or gold as such. But give Srimad Bhagavatam respectfully, with all respects. That is the essential point. So whether it is gold or silver or plastic or it's wrapped up, that's a secondary point. But the essential point is, on this day, if we give Bhagavatam, why? Because this is the day on which Bhagavatam was completed, spoken completely. So this is the day. And that is, this verse is coming from the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 13th chapter, verse number 13. So 12, 13, 13. It's where it is mentioned that this day is most auspicious to give Srimad Bhagavatam. And what does Sanskrit say? Paramam Gatim. We have heard this Paramam Gatim many times in Bhagavad Gita. The supreme destination. So one can attain supreme destination by this one act. This is what Bhagavatam says. So we have to accept. So this is a great opportunity for all of us. And also, why Bhadra month is given? So here it's an analogy in one sense, because the sun is compared to this king of this literature. The Bhagavatam is compared to sun, isn't it? Bhagavatam. Krishna is Dhamo Bhagade Dharma Gyanadhi Saha Kalo Nashtadrisha Esha Puranako Adhana Utitaha. As Krishna has departed to his abode along with Dharma and Gyan, and where the Dharma and Gyan take shelter of, that is the son of Srimad Bhagavatam. The son of Srimad Bhagavatam. Purana Arkaha. Arkaha means son. So this is the son of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this month is specifically mentioned because in the Bhadra month, sun goes to the sign of Leo, Simha Rashi. Leo, that's called Simha Rashi. So Simha Rashi is owned by sun. So since sun enters this Rashi, this month, it is like his throne. his personal throne. So sun is now being seated on his own throne because that is his own sun. In the same way, it is mentioned that the Srimad Bhagavatam is placed on a throne, a golden throne and gate. So this is kind of an analogy that is given. Here Bhadra month, this month is given. So that is one reason. Then the other reason is, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken and it was completed on this month. So Sukadeva Goswami says this, and it is referred in the Vishwanatha Thakur says this, and also it is referred in Padma Purana. So it is very, very interesting to see that this, the significance of this. Now, yesterday Adin Sagaprabhu also spoke about this Bhagavatam distribution campaign, which is very significant because it started only a few years. And Vaisheshikabhu had this brilliant idea that let's try as a global team. That's what he said. Global team to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. Not silo distribution and some insignificant competition. Rather, let's try as a one goal. And Prabhu mentioned he was trying for a few years, it didn't work. He said, last year it picked up. He said, I tried many years that the whole global team come together and let's pick up, but it never picked up. So it wasn't going so much. But last year it picked up. And this year it actually is going to the next level. So the target is about 25,000 Srimad Bhagavatam from Gaura Purnima till Bhadra Purnima. About 6 months, a bit less than 6 months. So that Gaura Purnima till Bhadra Purnima. So these 6 months focus on distributing Srimad Bhagavatam. And on the Bhadra Purnima day, there is a special yagga that is taking place in Naimisharanya in India. And all senior, many senior devotees are participating in this yagya. For example, the main purohit for this yagya is Mukunda Datta Prabhu. He is the head priest in Vrindavan temple. You might have seen him. He has usually has a turban. He's a big scholar. Wears glasses, a big scholar. And he knows all about the deity worship and an amazing personality. And he's the chief priest. And many other great personalities are participating in this area. So this is the significance of this Bhadra campaign. And what happened? The world is divided into different groups. So we belong to Australia, New Zealand, you know, Southeast Asian countries. So we are in one geographical region. And Vaisheshika Prabhu and many other senior devotees like Jayapataka Maharaj, Devamrata Maharaj, who has participated in this meeting in the past few years? Rathanand Maharaj, Gopalakrishna Maharaj, so many great leaders, all of them were pushing this Bhadra campaign throughout the world. So if you connect to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada told the Brajavasis, I am going to West to carry Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we are already in the West. We don't need to go anywhere, West or foreign country compared to India or the origin of Bhagavatam. We are already in the Western world in that sense. We are in the East, but we are in the Western world. But so we are already here. And so what we can do? We don't need to travel. We can make phone call. We can distribute Bhagavatam. Okay, so today also everyone has an opportunity. So today is the Bhadra Purnima day. So today we have the opportunity to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam as well. So it is a great service. So being part of this. So next year we will make a bigger target and we will try from the beginning. So this year we didn't do so much of advertisement, but next year we will advertise from Gaura Purnima. So we can have this target, the Bhadra Purnima, Bhadra campaign target, and we can all act together. So I was thinking, you know, we can achieve as many numbers as we want, actually speaking. Because just think, how many congregational members do we have, or families, how many families are actively participating in devotional service? Think, if one family distribute one Bhagavatam set, how many will it be? It will be hundreds, isn't it? One family distribute or gives one Bhagavatam set, we can distribute hundreds of sets. Very simple formula. So we will speak about this next year. Definitely we will announce this during Gaura Purnima, because this is a global campaign, the whole world is participating, we will be part of it. But for this year, we have yet missed the boat. Today we can take an opportunity. If somebody finds someone, just distribute or gift a copy of Bhagavad. So I think Tamil, Gujarati, Hindi, we have copies.
Telugu.
At this point, yeah?
Telugu.
And Telugu as well, we have copies. English copy we don't have, but you can still sell it. You can take the standing order, no problem, because it is in the ship. It's in the ship. So it is going to land Australian shore soon. So it is in the ship. So it's going to come very soon. All of them from Germany, right? So the German edition is coming for the English Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can distribute confidently. And we can do the installation of Bhagavatam as well. So when things are opening up, we can train devotees how to install Srimad Bhagavatam. I also watched a very wonderful video about installing Srimad Bhagavatam in home. Very nice video. With kirtan, with some recitation of verses, with arati, very beautiful video. So we can train devotees how can we install Bhagavatam. They can get Bhagavatam and it can be a preaching program in itself. So it's a very, very, very auspicious day. One, okay, every day is auspicious as we are speaking Bhagavatam, right? So that is there. Apart from that, today's Vishru Mahotsav, second Srila Prabhupada's acceptance of sannyas, and Bhadra Purnima, the day on which Sugave Goswami completed speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. And for us, it is very significant because we can take part in the mission of Srila Prabhupada for which he went to the West. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Is there any questions or comments? Okay. Thank you very much.
Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki jai,
Bhadra Purnima ki jai, Bhadra Purnima, Book Distribution Campaign ki jai, Vishnu Mahotsav ki jai.